The NBA and its players represent a game of extraordinary skill, athleticism, and grace, and for good and for bad, set an example for the entire basketball world on and off the court. On the positive side, we emphasize our players' passion for the game, engagement with our fans, commitment to the communities, and respect for the history and tradition of the game. With respect to the negative, while we have worked diligently to eliminate fighting from our game, there are failures such as Saturday night at Madison Square Garden that demonstrate there is still more to be done. It is our obligation to take the strongest possible steps.
I did.
Excuse me, could someone please mute their phone?
To avoid such failures in the future, to make a statement to all who follow the game of basketball that we understand our obligations and take them seriously. Accordingly, I am issuing the penalties that Tim just listed, and will take the occasion to set forth some of the considerations that have influenced my decision here and will continue to guide us as we seek to demonstrate our determination that the NBA and its players be viewed as standing for the best in sports. Among the considerations that influenced my decision were: teams will be held accountable for the actions of their employees, management and players alike. Players must take advantage of a break or pause in a heated situation to stop and restore order instead of escalating the situation. And players must heed directions from referees and others who are trying to maintain order and not continue to put fans, referees, and peacemakers in harm's way. Again, for anyone who may have joined the call late, the suspensions and fines, again, are as follows. Both the Knicks and the Nuggets have each been fined $500,000. Nuggets' Carmelo Anthony has been suspended for 15 games. Nate Robinson of the Knicks and J.R. Smith of the Nuggets have been suspended for 10 games each. Marty Collins of the Knicks has been suspended for 6 games. Jared Jeffries has been suspended for 4 games. Jerome James and Nene each been suspended for a game for leaving the bench during an on-court altercation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.